When my guest had a visitation from God, he now sees angels. And these angels even supply new body parts on platters.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I just love breathing in the rarefied air of heaven. Now, my guest's grandfather was mentored by William Branham. As far as I'm concerned, Branham had some of the greatest miracles of anyone I'd ever heard of, short of Jesus. Now, your grandfather was no slouch either.
No.
How old was he when a milk truck literally hit him?
Yeah, he was 96 and got run over by a milk truck.
Now, a man 96, if he's run over by a milk truck, he's never going to have any milk again. He's never going to get up. Well, what happened to your grandfather?
Well, after he had been hit, they anticipated he would die. But within 2 weeks, he had totally recovered, totally healed, and back out ministering, preaching and doing weddings, and just like nothing had happened. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's the Messiah said about you. He's talking about you. You will do the same things I have done and even greater. Well, Michael, you saw some healings and miracles, but you were kind of a burned out pastor before you went to Brazil.
Yeah, that's almost an understatement. I was just ready to quit and hang it up.
Just go into secular life?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a musician, and so I thought, well, I'll just play some music and make some money and, you know, take care of my family. But deep inside, I knew I couldn't do that. You know, the Holy Spirit just was always there, just said, no.
Okay, one of our guests, Randy Clark, went to Brazil, and he invited Michael. Michael, why would you go to Brazil?
Well, I'd heard the amazing things that the Lord was doing down there, and I was hungry. I mean, I would sit in my backyard and read these autobiographies of these great healing revivalists, and I'd cry. I said, God, where is this? This is what I want. I can't do this without this. And I knew that the stories Randy was telling me, and we were friends from the movement we were in, that's what I wanted. And people would say, well, you don't need to go to Brazil. God will do it here. I said, he's not. I'm going to Brazil. I need this. So was with Randy.
Do you realize if you had not gone to Brazil, I believe you would have missed your destiny?
Oh, I agree.
I believe that when you're prompted by the Holy Spirit, don't let the devil lie to you and say, well, I can get it right here. You do what the Spirit of God tells you to do. He knows better. So you went to Brazil, and that first night, Randy prayed for you. What happened?
Well, he came, a wonderful thing, Randy would pray for the team that's with him. And so he came, and I was thinking, you know, Lord, what if I get nothing? What if nothing happens to me, you know? But as he came by, I began to feel the stirring of the Holy Spirit. He laid his hands on me, which Randy has an amazing gift of impartation. And as he did, the fire of God came on me, something I'd never experienced in my life. I literally felt like someone had put me like in an oven. And I was so on fire, there's like a pool of perspiration
just
around me.
You know, I'm a curious kind of guy.
Okay.
When they prayed for you, did it happen immediately? Did he pray for like 5 minutes and then it happened?
No, this was pretty quick.
Okay. Now, when you say the fire of God, that's a word that most people can't relate to. What did it really, what was going on inside of you?
Well, inside and outside, I literally, physically, I felt like I maybe had 120 degree temperature.
Seriously.
It was hot, very hot. But then,
were you really sweating?
Oh, big time. We have a picture someone took that I keep hidden away, but I look like I went in a swimming pool. I mean, I was covered because of the heat was so strong. But as this began to unfold, there became an awakening, is the best word I can use, where suddenly, for the first time in my life, I could see into the angelic realm. And that was new for me. And I saw one of the angels in front of me, stand in front of me, take his finger and actually move it into my forehead three different times.
Now, every time that he, say, touched your forehead, mm-hmm. what happened to you?
I felt, tangibly felt, like a tingling, burning sensation every time that the finger would pass into my forehead. It was like, I don't know if it was an impartation at that time or healing. I was wondering what was going on. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, what are you doing? Because I was not just hot. I was like shaking. I was on my knees. And I'm trying to talk myself out of it. But I thought, you know what? I'm so hungry. I don't care anymore. You know, if this is you, God, I just want more of this. And it began to come. And I saw an angel I had with me. I saw this angel like replaced with a bigger angel is the best way I can describe it to you. And this went on and on and on until I just realized I was ruined in a good way on the floor there. And the deposit that began to happen there began to linger to where, like the next city we were going, some more encounters were in store for me at that time.
This is what you were praying for.
Oh,
but
yes.
Between you and me, did you really think this was going to happen to you, between the two of us?
I had hoped. I didn't care anymore. I had really, really, I didn't care. That's why I went. I had hoped that something would happen. And I didn't care what it was. You know, I'm a reserved guy. But I came to a place, I was so hungry for this, that whatever it would take, I didn't care what it looked like, I didn't care how it sounded, I just needed him. I needed his presence.
How about you? Are you that hungry for God? Do you need his presence? I want to find out about these experiences, because after them, so many miracles have broken out that he became normal. I want you to be normal. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Get ready to reserve your place on the Sid and Joyce Roth Appointment in Jerusalem, Israel tour.
We've purposely kept this top quality tour under $3,000, and that includes all taxes and tips.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Call now for the free brochure at 1-800-959-1062. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call, or visit our website at sidroth.org.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Michael Kaler. Michael was so hungry for God that he went all the way to Brazil. And Randy Clark prayed for him, and he's never been the same since. It was like a series of experiences, night after night, getting stronger and stronger. And the most wonderful thing is, he knows how you can do the same thing. Now, Michael, you were taken to a room in the spirit, and tell me about this.
Well, the first time this had happened, we were ministering to some leaders down there, like 2,500 leaders on a stage, and Randy was speaking, and Randy was mentioning, the testimony of Heidi Baker, and he said, there's a pastor with me that consumed the fire of God, and when he did this, pointed at me, I felt this presence, literally a tangible presence, come on me. I began to shake so hard. I was bent over in a chair, and I began to uncontrollably laugh. And I was a little embarrassed because Randy's trying to teach. There's 2,500 people there, and I'm going, oh, no.
And they wouldn't understand it.
Yeah.
You see, this has nothing to do with a joke or something being funny. This is the Spirit of God coming on him to laugh. And I have to tell you, even in the natural realm, that when you laugh, doctors have found that you release endorphins, that even people that have cancer, they watch comedy shows and start laughing, and they get healed. How much more if God causes that laughter? So could you stop?
I could not.
I mean, you know, everyone's going to look at you.
Oh, yeah.
And
but,
they
you know,
did.
They did. But I didn't care. Again, I was at that place. I didn't care. My mind was trying to say, stop this. You don't need to do this. In fact, somebody from the audience jumped up on stage, jumped on my back.
Why?
And I asked my translator, and she said, he wants what you've got. And I thought, well, okay, but he needs to get it himself. And so he got off, and then as I'm laying there and I'm laughing uncontrollably, I'm suddenly, it's like I've been taken to this place. And it never happened to me before. And this place, as we're ushered in, it's like an angel takes me to this room, and I'm ushered in the doorway, and there's angels in there, and they all come, and they begin just to line up. And at that point, I hear this voice, is that these are for you. These, it's like, you know, ministering spirits sent to minister to the elect. These are for you. You're, you know, basically, you'll never alone again. And understand this. And I think
had you seen angels to that degree before Brazil?
Not like that, except, no, not before Brazil. Not at all.
Okay.
We saw these, and I honestly believe that it was it has to do with the destiny that was unfolding in my life. That these ministering spirits would be there, a sign to carry on that destiny, that mantle that God had put on my life that was suddenly awakened, even though I didn't totally understand it before. When it comes to like the ministry of impartation, healing angels, this kind of things. I had an angel walk in one meeting I was doing, holding a platter, a body part. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen that before, so I'm like, okay, this is different. And they walk in, and those two body parts, I ask, who here needs healing in these areas? And sure enough, some people raised their hands, so we had the team pray for them, and they were healed. No question.
Now, I see a common denominator with you and with many people that I interview, and that is when they're so desperate, when they're so hungry, it's almost like that's the moment that God fills them. But what about someone that says, yes, I'm hungry. Yes, I want all of this. Of course I do. But I'm not desperate. How can someone tell me how I can get hungrier for God than I am?
Well, for me, simply, of course, you ask God, make me hungry, because He can do that. But for me,
I'm going to do that right now. I suggest you do that right now. Repeat after me. God, in Jesus' name, make me as hungry as Michael Kaler was when he went to Brazil. Say that out loud to God right now, and He's hearing you. Okay, I just did that.
Good, because God always answers the cry of the hunger. I believe that. But one of the things we can do to stir that, to co-labor with God in that, is I think it's vital that you surround yourself with, like, for example, testimonies of the miraculous, testimonies of those things that you desire to have in your life. I wish this was happening to me. Start listening. Watch DVDs. Read books.
But do you know what I'm getting more and more reports of? People are turning to our webpage and get on the webpage for 6 to 8 hours a day. We have all our back archives there. That's what Michael's talking about. Could you picture seeing shows like this one right now, back to back, as many as you want at your convenience?
Right. You can't be in the presence and it not affect you. And when you're drawing on those testimonies, the presence of God begins to stir. And I think it's important, too, that if you're hungry and you're willing for it to happen, that you give yourself permission to let God do whatever He wants to do.
That's a bold prayer. You ready? I'm ready. So repeat after me. Lord, I give you permission to do anything you want to do with me. Say it out loud and mean it. I mean it. Okay, I just did those two things. What's going to happen to me?
Who knows? But it's good. It's always good. We know that it's always good with God. And so when you're reading and looking at all this, the focus then of your heart becomes focused on the very thing you desire. And the thing you desire draws in a reality into your life that begins to create not only the inside of you, but your external. Your experiences come out of that aspiration, that desperation in your heart. And so the focus then begins to come from just hoping to your anticipation. You're expecting something to happen. Then when you begin to sense an encounter, I mean, it may be you begin to feel heat in your hands or trembling or whatever it is, just go with it. Allow God to do what He wants to do. Whether you cry, you laugh, you shake, or you get real solemn. You know, it doesn't matter. There is no pattern here. There's no, you know, you got to do this, and this.
The teenagers say something like this. You go with the flow.
Yes,
is that what you're
good.
Saying?
Yeah, that's good. That's very true. And teenagers, you know, they're so hungry.
Well, you have to become like a little child.
You do. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, when all this began to happen in my life, you know, and I know my own family was so transformed by.
How did your family change? I'll tell you what, hold that thought, because what you're about ready to hear is what's going to happen to your family. Don't go away. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Are you down, depressed, worn out from fighting one battle after another? Have you given up on crying out to God for your prayers to be answered? Michael Koehler supernaturally received keys to obtain unlimited access to heaven. Now he wants to impart what he learned to you.
How would you like to supernaturally have no struggle with your faith?
Call now and discover the world of the supernatural through Michael Koehler's anointed six-part audio CD teaching, The School of Supernatural Ministry. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1408. Through this six-part audio CD teaching series, you will learn how to continually focus your heart and mind on God, how to access the supernatural realm of God. It's time to become normal. Walk like the Bible promises. Begin to receive freedom from depression, fear, and spiritual harassment, healing from serious illness, an end to heart problems, back problems, and unbearable pain, supernatural organ transplant, and so much more.
Is it time for you to have a different dimension of faith?
Michael Koehler will impart to you faith where you will have no struggle to believe God for your miracle. Don't miss out on getting Michael Koehler's six-part audio CD teaching, The School of Supernatural Ministry. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 1408 or log on to sidroth.org.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Michael Koehler. And how would you like to be burned out, not much going on supernaturally with you, and receive an impartation like Michael Koehler did, because he's going to pray for you in a moment, and have your life change and have your family's life transform? What happened in your case?
Well, when we came back from these trips in Brazil, one of the things that was amazing was my family just was transformed because of the presence and the impartation that had happened. Because, you know, a Christian life, it's a natural to be supernatural. You know, we were created to reflect our Father, and He's nothing but supernatural. In fact, Jesus made a mention of that. So anyway, we came home, and one of the things that happened, there was an awakening in my own family. I mean, my wife got such a huge baptism of love, and this her giftings were, like, activated. My kids, we have three kids, Mike, Tiffany, and Stephanie, they became activated. They were seeing, begin to see into the angelic, began to move in the prophetic, which was new to them. They had actually, my son at the time, brought some friends home, and he went to a denominational Christian school. And which, you know, how that goes sometimes. Anyway, he said, "Dad, can we do a Bible study in the house?" I said, "Sure." He says, "You know what I mean?" I said, "Yeah, I know what you mean." So he brought his friends over, and during the Bible study, it wasn't really a Bible study, because sometimes I don't need a sermon. And we did worship, and then I just asked the Holy Spirit to come. Come, let the impartation come. Well, for example, there was one of his friends who was really not a believer in the sense of what we refer to, and she was so overwhelmed with the presence of God, she began to laugh. It sounds familiar. Well, she laughed so hard that she fell back on the floor, and as she sat up, she began to pray in the Holy Spirit. This was not her at all. Mm. And I had another young man who was crying on the couch so hard, crying for like 30 minutes. I finally walked over and said, "You know, what's going on? What's happening?" He said, "I love Jesus so much." He says, when I leave here, I'm going to go to the beach, and I'm going to throw all of my drugs into the ocean. I love Jesus. And I didn't pray for him. I just asked the Holy Spirit to come.
Now your teaching is so transforming that, I mean, he literally makes it easy to walk in the supernatural. For instance, when you teach in some cities and places, whole cities are transformed.
Right.
Give me a couple quick examples.
We were in one city that we were asked to come in. We were there for about 4 or 5 weeks, and fortunately we were able to impart and co-labor with them. One of the things we taught on, though, was this impartation, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit, because the church without the power is dead, sort of. Anyway, this church, this denominational group, we were there, and we went back 2 later, and they actually got it. You know, they activated. They picked us up and said at the airport 2 years later, "We're doing this stuff. We just did this conference, and there were 3,000, and all this healing happened. We can't believe it." And their church had grown. The denomination had grown. They'd planted new churches. One church doubled, and it was just the presence of God. We had some friends that were missionaries in the Amazon River, and they had been, or in Amazon area, they had been there for 20-something years, had 6 converts. We just ministered to them, taught them, did an impartation to them. "Holy Spirit, let your fire come." We came back 2 years later. They went from 6 converts to 250 converts. Now, there was something that changed. They had labored all that time and got hardly anything. And what it was that impartation of the Holy Spirit, because we have to live a life of impartation.
It's not just the impartation. It's also your teaching. For instance, you teach on refocus. What do you mean by that?
Well, I believe that what you focus on, you become. The reality that's on the inside of you is a result of what you allow yourself to focus on in life. And that reality then is reflected by your external circumstances. And I think one of the most vital things that we need to do is sometimes slow down and just slow our life down and begin to refocus on what it is that we desire, which, for example, I desire the supernatural big time. And so as I begin to focus on that, I really believe it is a principle. What you focus on, you will become. And that's what I desire. It's like Jesus said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, or in Proverbs. And I think that refocusing means you've got to refocus and allow the Holy Spirit then to recreate that picture of what it's like to walk in the supernatural.
Give me an example.
Well, for example, if you see people, again, going back to the power of the testimony, it's huge. I think, now, don't take this the wrong way, but I tell people sometimes, you need to picture yourself, for example, laying hands on the sick, and you need to picture those people getting up out of wheelchairs. You need to see this. You need to picture yourself with an open heaven. You need to imagine what it is like to live in our supernatural realm, where maybe maybe an angel will converse with you. Maybe your hands will be so dripping with oil that when you pray for people, they're totally transformed. Because we've seen tumors disappear, cancer.
Do you see many people with cancer healed?
Oh, we have seen. It's been a pretty amazing thing, to be honest.
Give me one example.
Well, we had one man in a wheelchair. He was an elderly man, and he had 30 days to live. He had prostate cancer, and they asked if we'd pray for him, and said, sure, we'll pray for him. So we prayed for this man in the wheelchair, 30 days to live, bad cancer, and we came back to this church 2 years later. They said, remember that guy you guys prayed for? I said, yeah. He says, after you left, I want you to notice what happened. That's the guy, and he was running around the church during worship, praising God. He was totally healed. His cancer's gone, and you notice he's out of the wheelchair.
I hate to say this, because cancer is such a horrible, horrible disease. But Michael, I think it's easy with the anointing and the Word of God. Would you pray for whatever? I mean, the presence of God is so strong right now in the studio. I want Michael to pray for you right now. Whatever God wants him to pray for you. Are you ready? Get ready to receive. It's like, have you ever seen these beach balls that you blow up like balloons? And if I was to throw it to you, what would you do? Just have your hands like this? No! You take your hands and you catch it and pull it into yourself. That's what I want you to do when Michael prays for you. Do that, Michael.
All right. I want you just to hold your hands like you're going to receive a gift. Two things are going to happen. We're going to do for healing, because yesterday when I got here, I felt the healing presence, and His presence is so here. Holy Spirit, I'm asking now that you would release the fire of healing, that your fire would come, and I speak to disease, and I command you to leave their bodies. I command cancer to go. Holy Spirit, let your fire now come for healing. But Lord, I ask that you'd release now an impartation of your power and your presence to where these wonderful people will never be the same again. Holy Spirit, let your fire come. Let your presence come, Lord. Let the supernatural experience of who you are come. Lord, as if I was there, Lord, I lay my hands and I release a transference of what you've given to me. Lord, I ask you, give them more. Lord, give them more than what you've given to me. Lord, give them more than they've even asked for, more than they're hungry for. Overwhelm them, Lord, with your goodness, and never, ever let them be the same, Lord, from this moment forward. I ask you to do this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
I believe that you are going to have, Michael has the ability that when he speaks, you have, and when he prays, you have no more struggle with faith. Michael, I believe that as they watch you do something right now, they're going to have an explosion of the Holy Spirit on the inside. I want you to come right over here and put your hand and pray for an impartation. I want that Brazilian impartation. Would you pray for me right now?
Yeah. Holy Spirit, Lord, I just release to you an impartation of fire. Holy Spirit, I ask your presence would come now. I ask that there be a transference of fire to come to Sid. Lord, I ask that his hands would burn with healing fire. Lord, I speak revelation, an impartation of revelation to Sid right now. Lord, that he would be overwhelmed with your power come. Lord, I thank you for that transference of your supernatural power into Sid. And I release a fresh activation of all of these wonderful gifts and unfolded destiny like he's only dreamed about from this moment, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Wow. I don't know about you, but I sure feel that. Freely I receive and freely I give. You receive now everything that I have received in Yeshua's name.
Are you down, depressed, worn out from fighting one battle after another? Have you given up on crying out to God for your prayers to be answered? Michael Kaler supernaturally received keys to obtain unlimited access to heaven. Now he wants to impart what he learned to you.
How would you like to supernaturally have no struggle with your faith?
Call now and discover the world of the supernatural through Michael Kaler's anointed six-part audio CD teaching, The School of Supernatural Ministry. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1408. Through this six-part audio CD teaching series, you will learn how to continually focus your heart and mind on God, how to access the supernatural realm of God. It's time to become normal. Walk like the Bible promises. Begin to receive freedom from depression, fear, and spiritual harassment, healing from serious illness, an end to heart problems, back problems, and unbearable pain, supernatural organ transplant, and so much more.
Is it time for you to have a different dimension of faith?
Michael Kaler will impart to you faith where you will have no struggle to believe God for your miracle. Don't miss out on getting Michael Kaler's six-part audio CD teaching, The School of Supernatural Ministry. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 1408 or log on to SidRoth.org.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest had a depression that lasted well over 20 years. A black cloud was over his head. But now, when he sings, people are supernaturally set free from depression, worry, fear. It's wonderful.